Hi everyone, GeekWire podcast producer Claire McGrain here. You've probably noticed this is a very short episode. I'm just here to introduce you to the newest GeekWire show. It's called TLDR, and it's our daily bite-sized news show. It tells you about all the most important tech stories of the day in roughly 3 minutes. We go a little over sometimes. And it publishes Monday to Friday at about 4 p.m. So great to listen to on your commute. I'm going to play today's episode for you in just a second, and if you like it, you can subscribe to the TLDR podcast in your favorite podcast app, probably the one that you're using right now. If you need somewhere to start, try Apple Podcasts on an iOS device or Stitcher on an Android device. TLDR is primarily a video show, though, so you can subscribe to GeekWire's YouTube channel and follow us on social media to see all the fun visuals and various emojis that go into that. It is a lot of fun. And if you're an Alexa fan, both the video and podcast versions of the show are available on Echo devices. You can add them to your flash briefing. Okay, thank you for listening to the GeekWire podcast. We'll be back in your feed on Friday with an episode of The Week in Geek. And for now, here's TLDR host Starla Sampaco with today's episode of TLDR.
Today on TLDR from GeekWire, Zuckerberg testifies before Congress. Seattle wants to regulate Uber and Lyft. And a smart mat from Microsoft that can project real objects into the digital world. From GeekWire, it's TLDR, your daily rundown on all things tech. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. The big news today is about Mark Zuckerberg testifying before Congress.
We believe that we are in compliance with the consent order, but I think that we have a broader responsibility to protect people's privacy even beyond that.
Zuckerberg was grilled by lawmakers.
Can you guarantee that any of those images that can be attributed or associated with the Russian company Internet Research Agency have been purged from your platform?
Senator, no, I can't guarantee that because this is an ongoing arms race. As long as there are people sitting in Russia whose job it is to try to interfere with elections around the world, this is going to be an ongoing conflict.
Kind of weird seeing him in a suit, isn't it? Zuckerberg will testify again tomorrow before a different committee at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And in the description box, I've linked to a GeekWire story that explains how you can stream it live. In other news, Seattle wants to explore regulations on Uber and Lyft. The Seattle City Council approved a resolution that would open up debate on a minimum base fare of $2.40 per ride. To be clear, this doesn't actually put new rules into place or make rides more expensive, at least not for now. Seattle says the proposed changes are meant to level the transportation playing field and to bring Uber and Lyft regulations in line with regulations on taxis.
We are a city of innovation, and technology has gotten in front of the policies. And so what we are trying to do through this resolution is to look at the data and to try to develop a win-win.
That was City Council President Bruce Harrell. During the meeting, several rideshare drivers spoke against the resolution, including Romeo Coliboso.
Most of them, my riders are like students, low-income earners, and the sick people that I brought to the hospital, their doctor appointments.
Uber says that 20,000 people have signed a petition opposing the resolution and that these changes would impact 15,000 people in Seattle who use Uber to make money. And finally, Microsoft wants to close the gap between the physical and digital worlds. Microsoft's researchers are working on a portable smart mat that can sense objects and project them onto a smart device or computer screen. Project Zanzibar uses near-field communication, which is basically the technology that allows two nearby devices to interact, kind of like when you use your smartphone to pay at the register. The team wants to use this technology to give kids the opportunity to digitally beam their favorite toys into a screen and then make movies, photos, or art. Well, that's all we have for today, but make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you won't miss an episode. I'm Starla Sampaco. Thanks for watching TLDR. See you tomorrow.